We're still in the middle of discussing the various dinim that apply to past palter, those that are from those communities that are makel and past palter. There's a few points that I forgot to mention before we're mamshich on Sif Dalet. There's a couple of points that I forgot to say. So one point is we said a machloikis between the mechaber and ma, if past palter is mutter b'makayim. The Mechaber was Mekel, the Mechaber was Machmir, and the Ramah was Mekel. And we said the Pas Baba Bayis, okay, we quoted a Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ra'os, the Beis, and Sifches, if Pas Baba Bayis is going to be Mutter in a place where there's no Palter whatsoever. Question is, so we know that in that case, there must certainly makel, because he says you don't even have to wait. He comments on Sifches. He says that you could have the pas palabais right away. You don't even have to wait for the pas palter to come if it's not there then when you want to eat. The Shach raises the point that one can argue misvara kapanim, and this seems to be taka the way some poskim say that if you hold. Like the Ramah, if you go with the Shita that there's no restrictions on Pas Palter, so then Lechoyre, Pas Balabayis, should also have no restrictions. Why is that? Because if you go with the Shita, Pas Palter does not have any restrictions, so Lechoyre means that you hold that the Gzeira was not mispashed in those communities. So they never accepted the Isser of Pas Akim in those communities. That's why there's no restrictions, doesn't apply. So if they never accepted the whole Isser of Pas Akim in those communities, in the same way there's no restrictions on Pas Palter, there's no restrictions on Pas Bayis. It shouldn't only be when there's no Palter available at all. That whole question is if you go with Shitas HaMechaber, that Pas Palter has restrictions, which means that even in those communities where they're Mekel, the original Gzeira was mispashed there. It was just too difficult to keep. So they started to ease the restrictions. Therefore, you said they eased the restrictions on Pas Palter. So you want to know, did they also sometimes ease restrictions on Pas Palabayas? The Rambam holds they never restricted. And there are holds that in some cases, Mishum Chaye Nefesh, they even were Mekel when it came to Pas Palabayas. If you go with the Ramaz Mahalach, so Lechoyre, Pas Balabayis should be Mutter, even if there is Pas Yisrael available. So that's what the Shach suggests, up his svar, it would seem so. And in fact, there are some poskim hold that way. But he says, L'maisa l'halacha, it's clear that the Ramah and many other poskim who hold that there are no restrictions on Pas Palter, Alpha Pekain hold that Pas Balabayis is restricted. So Pas Balabayis is going to must taka restricted to a case where there's no palter available at all. So what would be the svara? What would be the svara to say that Pas Balabayis has restrictions? So in the Pichadosh, the way he presents this whole shaila, he also says, he basically mirrors what the Shach is saying. He just flips around the two shittas. So when he says that he adds a couple of oisiyas of hasbara, that it would seem, he seems to be saying over there that there could be the pshat is like this, that according to the Ramah, palter was never mispashed at all. It was in these communities, the reason why there's no restrictions on palter is because bread of a baker was never accepted at all. Bread of a balabayas was accepted, and in cases where it was too difficult, they were matir. But even in these places, not like we were assuming that some communities pass the whole Isser of Pas Akum was accepted. In some communities, it wasn't. And if it wasn't accepted, so nothing was accepted. No, even in these communities where it wasn't accepted, Pas Palter was not accepted at all. Pas Palais was accepted. And in certain circumstances, it's possible that they eased some of the restrictions. Another point I wanted to mention is that we gave the whole Hakdama of the Sugya and the Gemara, so There's the issue of Pas Yisrael being available. There's the issue of the chilik between Palter and Balabais. And then there's the issue of Sada and Ir. So where does that come in Lahalacha, the issue of Sada and Ir? So the Beis Yosef, he has a shtickle pilpul. He quotes the Ran, who says that this chiluki, you know, there depends on the different ways you learn the Gemara. And there seems to be different girsois in the Rambam. One gears in the Rambam says that it's only mutter b'sada, so he seems to be going the chumra, that it has to be in the sada, and there's no pas yisrael available. Other gears in the Rambam don't have that restriction. Eich sheyia in Shulchan Aruch, okay, we make no mention of it. So even if that would be the correct gears in the Rambam, that the kula is only b'sada, but in Shulchan Aruch he would seem to be following the other Rishonim, will hold you don't need that condition. In other words, you don't need the condition of Sada. This is even Be'ir, it's going to be Mutter as long as Pas Yisrael is not Mutsuya. What does it mean, Pas Yisrael Mutsuya? We forgot to push it mean that. The Shita Samachaber, what does it mean that Pas Yisrael is Mutsuya? So in the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes from a Sefer, I remember the Sefer offhand now, that he learns out from Sift HaZayin. Sift HaZayin, he's discussing the Nizharim, which means over here we're discussing the places that they're Mekel and Pas Palter. But there were places where they never accepted that Kula. They're Makbid, always to have Pas Yisrael. Make your own bread, whatever it is. Or in certain places, even if it's not clearly like, you know, that's the minig of that place, but there were individuals who were Nizer not to accept these kulas. Like we said, these were either, the Pashup Shana and the Gemara is that all these kulas are Pashup mistaken kulas. That's why Tosfos is bothered with that whole story, and that's why he quotes the Yerushalmi that they were mat there, and he says that even though it was mistaken, but you see how Kapanim, that they didn't accept it, so if they didn't accept it, it was Roy to be mat there in those places. He's all bothered by the fact that we're talking to Havamina. Why do we have the right to? So it comes out that it sounds a little bit like we're trying to do a Lamed Tzchus. It sounds like a Limud Tzchus. I mean, if you learn the Taisus there, it sounds like a Limud Tzchus. So Mamela, there were people that are Nizer, and that's really our Minigo Chasidim is to be Nizer, not to eat Pas Palter. Even in cases where Pas Yisrael is not Mitzuya, we don't eat Pas Palter, like Aseres Yemei Tshuva all year long for us. So we don't eat Pas Palter. So it says, well, so what do we do? So we bake the bread. We bake the bread, or we try to make sure that we're Mishtatef in the Goy's Afia. What happens when you're traveling? So in Tezayin, he discusses, so for these Nizharin, they're Makbet to bake their own bread. What happens when they're traveling and it's not shaykh to bake your own bread or to be mishatef in the goy's bread? So in such cases, you'd be allowed to have pas palter. You have no other options, okay? So in Mela, you'd be allowed. And the truth of the matter is that that's the same din for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The place where they discuss Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so they say that that's the same din as din Nizharim, Sift HaZayin. And when you're traveling, you could. It's not shaykh to bake your own bread. You could have the pas palter. And he says, what happens if you know you're going to get eventually pas yisrael? You're traveling, and soon you're going to reach the city. You're going to be able to get pas yisrael. So do you have? But you're hungry now. Do you have to wait till you reach the city? So the Machaber says you should wait. And what's the shear of waiting? He says dalad milin. If it's in front of you, if you're going to reach the city within a distance of Dalad Mil, then you should wait to eat till you reach the city and bypass Yisrael like you're supposed to. And then the Ramah says that you don't have to wait. If you're hungry now and it's not available now, you could eat. You could eat. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes a Sefer that says that just like over there by the Nizharim, at the Shir Hamtana, when you know Pas Yisrael is going to be available, Shita Samachabri, you're supposed to wait for that Pas Yisrael. So, but the shear and the shear that you're supposed to wait is Dalad Milin. So, Al Derech Zeh, over here, when we're discussing Pas Yisrael Mitzuya, what does it mean, Pas Yisrael Mitzuya? Pas Yisrael is available. It's available within, if you're, you know, if it's on your way, it's Dalad Milin. What's if it's not on your way? So if it's not in your way, so then the place is right, then it's 1 mil. It means if you would have to go out of your way, then you would only have to go 1 mil out of your way. So Derech said here, it means that how much would you have to weigh? If it would be somehow on your way, no, there was a case of Pasis from Matsuya. What does it mean, Pasis from Matsuya? So if it's on your way, so then it would be 4 mil. And if it's out of your way, or let's say you weren't traveling, so in any direction is out of your way, so then it's 1 mil. And that's what he wants to say. That's what it means when the Mechaber says Pasis from Matsuya. The Sefer Bari Shulchan, the Chalkas Ben Yamin, the time is that he looked it up. It's safer that the Akitruv of clothes, and it's not really the case that Sefer is talking about. And he thinks that what we mean is Matsuya means in the city. If it's Matsuya, you don't have to go out of the Tchum of the city. If it's a very, very big city, so then he's done over there. If it's a huge city, then it's not mistaber to use the gvul of the city as your motzi. In other words, in Manhattan, you live on 92nd Street and you can get the Pasis Shoal on the Lower East Side. You have to travel who knows how far. So that's not mistaber. That's one city. So he speaks about what it would be in one city. But he says for like a small little town, a neighborhood, Crown Heights or whatever it is. So it means if you can get it in that neighborhood, if you can get it in that city. I don't remember now what he says, if it's a very, very big city, what shear he uses. I don't know if he uses the 1 mil, or if he uses... I don't remember now what he says there. Upon him, so that's... Okay, now we can be Mamshech Siv Dalin. Continuing in the dinim of pas palter. Mokim she'ein palter Yisrael motzei l'das ha'matir nikach pas mi palter v'kirchav. The shita samachaber, that when there's no pas akum, you could buy pas Yisrael. What happens, but I'm saying you could only buy pas akum. I don't know what I just said before. The shita samachaber, that you can only buy pas palter when there's no pas Yisrael mitzvah, yeah? What happens if he gil a sham palter Yisrael? So in your city, there's taka no pas Yisrael matzah. But he gil a sham. No, it came to the city. They got a delivery, a truckload of pas Yisrael. Pas Yisrael bread came to the market. So then he says, "Hare pas palter evit kirchav masura, atriyim kirpat Yisrael pitay." So then the pas palter becomes also the shita samachaber. Because again, shita samachaber, the heter pas palter is only when there's no pas Yisrael available. Now the pas Yisrael became available. So all that pas palter is aser. Even if it was baked, the Akitshuva has this discussion, but the consensus seems to be that even if it was baked when there was no pas Yisrael available, and we go achashas afia, so you might think that that's called, you know, mutter, but that just means that it's considered pas palter. We know it's called pas palter. The question is, pas palter is usser now that pas Yisrael is available.
Right.
So it doesn't matter the fact that, you know, we go shasafia. That question is not relating to this scenario. So Mela, that you cannot go to that bakery anymore now and buy pas palter until pas Yisrael is finished. If pas Yisrael is finished, then the pas palter becomes mutter again. So then, once the pas Yisrael is finished, then the pas akum becomes mutter again. Okay. Now, that's a pretty clear din that the iser means it's now usser for you to purchase pas palter, and we said that means even pas palter that was baked prior to the Yisrael coming. What about the pas that you have in your possession? In other words, the pas palter that you bought this morning before the pas Yisrael arrived this afternoon. So do you have to hold off on eating that until...
Clearly not. We're not going to knas you to have to start buying more bread. You can't eat this bread because there's a pas Yisrael run to the pas Yisrael tircha and
really
buy
of,
extra
It's not really
bread.
A question of the knas. It's a question of... It's a question of is the heter... Is a mutter? So, The halacha is the Shach talks about this, and the Shach says the implication of the mechaber is that it should be mutter. Is that even the bread that you bought beheter is aser until the Pas Yisrael is gone? But he says that that's not correct. The bread that you bought beheter stays mutter. The question is, where is the implication of the mechaber? Where is the mechaber here implying that the bread that you bought beheter becomes aser once the Pas Yisrael arrives? There's no implication here in the mechaber. So when Kudas HaKesef is Masbir, or his father, okay, Kudas HaKesef is sometimes from the Shach, and sometimes some of it, if it says Hagah, it means from his son. So he says, apparently his father had a different girsa in the Shulchan Aruch. Apparently his father's girsa in the Shulchan Aruch was Lokach Pas Mipalter. In other words, he says, Mokim Shein Palti Yisrael Matzim Vavasa Matirin, in a place where Palta Yisrael is not available. And the guy was Lokach Pas Palter. The guy had previously purchased Pas Palter during the time when it was Mutter. Imigiyadosham Palta Yisrael becomes Aser. That was where he read into the Mechaber, that the Mechaber holds that it becomes Aser even when he bought the Heter. But that doesn't seem to be the case. But the Gersa that we have, which is Likach, so then even the Mechaber is not saying that, because the Mechaber says, "Mokim shein palti yisrael matzil das hamatirim likach." So these words are still describing the das hamatirim. But the das hamatirim is that when there's no Pas Yisrael available, you're allowed to purchase Pas Palter. Now, im higia sham palti yisrael, so then it becomes aser. What becomes aser? To purchase now from the palter, but not that the bread that you had purchased from the palter. So it comes out, says in the Kesef, even the Mechaber doesn't say that what you purchased before is becomes aser. So that seems to be the consensus lahalacha, that when you purchased b'shas there was no palter, but what you purchased b'shas there was no Pas Yisrael there, that retains its hetter of Pas Palter. Mm-hmm. And what we mean is that you cannot go to the bakery now and purchase new bread, as long as the Pas Yisrael is available. There is a question that some of the Achrayim, that some of the Poiskim deal, that they later discussed, I think, in the back of Tshuva, I don't remember now. Does this heter apply? What happens when the Pas, a shipment to Pas Yisrael came, but it was a couple of boxes, a couple of loaves. They're anyways not enough for the whole town. It means if everyone would go and buy, if you're mechayev everybody to go buy Pas Yisrael, it's not going to be enough anyway. So do we say in such a case also that kol zman there's Pas Yisrael there, so whoever's shopping now has to buy Pas Yisrael? Or since there's v'lav hachi, not enough Pas Yisrael for everybody, so it's called Pas Yisrael is not Matsuya.
Who cares that the lav hachi, who cares that the potentials doesn't have enough to feed the whole town? Who says the whole town wants bread right now?
Oh, we know. There's a certain amount of, in other words, a certain amount of loaves of bread there. So throughout the, I don't know what I think the natiya of most of those opinions that were quoted over there were that it was, Pas Yisrael is here now, it's here now. Yeah. And therefore, okay. Yeshaimim. The Mechaber is saying now, Lishitasi, the Pas Palter is mutter only when there's no Pas Yisrael available. There are situations that even when Pas Yisrael is available, that the Pas Palter is still going to be mutter. Again, this whole discussion is irrelevant, Lishita Sarama. Lishita Sarama is matter to buy Pas Palter even when Pas Yisrael is available. You don't need to have any special reasons why to be matter you to buy the Pas Palter. The Pas Palter, according to the Rama, was never accepted in these communities. So there's no restrictions whatsoever on Pas Palter. According to the Mechaber Shita, there are restrictions. It's only mutter when there's no pas Yisrael because of Chayei Nefesh. So there are others. There are certain situations, says the Mechaber, that even though pas Yisrael is available, it's still going to be mutter to buy the pas palter. And these are the two cases. Yesh Aymin, Shemish Yesh Bialy Pas, or Yesh Palter Yisrael. Either you have some pas Yisrael, or that there is a Yiddish bakery, so it's available. And Yesh Palter Yisrael, Yesh Palter Pas Yafa Mimenu. But the Goyish baker makes better bread, pas yafe, than the Yiddish bakery. Or he makes a type of bread that the Yiddish bakery doesn't make. The Yiddish bakery makes white bread, and you like rye bread, which the Goyish bakery has. So then, Mutter Liknis Palter V'Kechavim. You're allowed to purchase this from, you're allowed to buy Pas Palter in this case. But Makim Shnogu Heter Pashal Palter. Again, as long as you're following those that hold it, you can buy Pas Palter. If you're Nizharin, if you're Nizer, so it means you never buy Pas Palter unless you're Baderach. The Kivin Adaita Noicha Yoiser V'Pas. So what's the Svara? The Chayre doesn't make any sense. The whole idea is that it should be. The heter of pas palter, according to this, is because pas tchukoloi. That's why when pas Yisrael is available, it's not pas tchukoloi. So therefore, it's not a shas atchak. So therefore, we don't allow you to have it. So why, if the goyish bread is a little better, why does that make it no longer a shas atchak? So why does that make it a shas atchak? So he explains the kiven the daite noicha yosef with pas palter, the pas palter zeb mechashivusai. Since this pas palter is better to you, the eino sounds like it's a
subjective
thing. Harei zek pas tchukolei, it has the din of pas tchukolei. So he just tells you the rule that if you like it better, then it's considered pas tchukolei. What would be the svar of this? The Bach is masber a little more. The Bach explains. And it's the way we presented it in the beginning, it fits into this based on what the Bach was saying, that we don't feed somebody, the Bach quotes, that we don't feed somebody stuff that he doesn't like. Just like we said that, making somebody bake bread on his own is still considered shas atchak, because not always he's going to be up to baking his bread. If you tell somebody to eat a bread that he doesn't like, he likes rye bread, and you're going to tell him to eat pumpernickel bread because that's what they're selling in the Yiddish bakery. So if he doesn't like it, he's going to end up skipping it. He's not going to eat it. It's like a kid. People say, that make a cheshbon. The kid's hungry, he's going to eat. No, it doesn't work that way. If you don't make him supper the way he likes, this macaroni with the ketchup, with the this, with the that, exactly the way he likes it, he's not going to end up eating. He's not going to get the nutrients that he needs. Don't tell him, if you're really hungry, you'll eat the mashed potatoes. If he doesn't like mashed potatoes, he's not going to end up eating. He's not going to starve to death, but he's not really going to eat the way he's supposed to and get the nutrients that he needs. So that's called pas tchukoloi. That's called shas atchak. If the bread is better, this is inferior bread, or just a type of bread that he doesn't like. So now it's interesting, ha'ara that I saw, that what does it mean? What's the two cases? Once you're telling me that the pas is better, so it can move on if the other kind of, and it's objective, it's subjective to the person's opinion. So once you tell me that he doesn't like this type of bread, he doesn't like pumpernickel, so isn't that automatically included in that the Goyish bread is better, in his opinion?
Meaning,
since the whole thing is subjective to his opinion, what he likes better.
So it's always, we always have a case.
So once you tell me that as long as the Goyish bread is better, you like it better, that's called Yafe, you like it better. So then that automatically includes in it the case of you don't like pumpernickel bread, meaning it's a different min. Mm-hmm. Who cares if it's a different min? It has to be that the different min, you like the goyish min better. Once you're liking the goyish min better, that's already nichlo in the first condition,
that it's yafaloi.
That it's yafaloi. So it's and then it means you can say it's not like this. What you're in the mood of now means it could be it's not that you don't like pumpernickel bread and you only like rye bread, whatever. It could be that you like both. You like them both equally. So it's not be'emes yafa. They're both just as good as far as you're concerned. Just right now, you're not in the mood of pumpernickel. Mm. So that means a different min. That's also included in this heter.
Sounds like you have any little scapegoat and you could just kind of hop on the bandwagon. And
oh, so that's why we quoted the Bach to explain that it's called, why it's called Pas Trukalei.
Well, right.
We should explain over here that even when we talk about Yafaloi, that if you like it better, the Pritoyer paskins or explains that that's only, Pritoyer was from the Arachayim HaKadosh. He wrote the Sefer on Yeridea and on Halacha is called Pritoyer. So he says that he thinks that it means, it doesn't just mean that it's Yafaloi that you'll enjoy it more. There's one roll, you can eat your roll. Either you can enjoy it 10 out of 10 or you can enjoy it 8 out of 10. That doesn't mean pas yafaloi. Then you go for the pas yisrael. Okay? Yafaloi means that there's a certain revach that you're going to get by having those. You're going to have more of it. You'll be able to eat more of it. Because you enjoy it more, you'll be able to eat more of the bread. This you'll only have. But if it's mamish going to be the same, you're going to have one roll. That's your breakfast. That's your whole story. All right? It's either this roll or that roll. So then just because this roll tastes a little better, it's not enough. It has to be that you're eating this roll because you don't like it. After half a roll, you're gonna put it aside and bench. This roll you're going to enjoy. You're going to eat the whole roll. That's called yafaloi. It has to be that much that's yafaloi. And also, what's clear from here, L'chaira, is that there has to be a certain maila in the bread itself, in the gufa pas, that you're going to enjoy it better and eat more of it. But if it's some other side maila that it has, if it's a tangential thing, which means that the pas yisrael is a big tircha for you to get because they don't deliver in the past palta, they do deliver. So that mila that it's easier, that's not a mila in the past itself. It has to be that the past is yafa. Or even the yoiker. They say that even if the past, in price you're asking, price. That's what they're saying. So even if they're included in this qualification that we're saying now means that even if the pas palter is cheaper than the pas yisrael, so then it's still not enough of a reason. It has to be that the pas is better. That's what they say.